Amanda Shalala, Francis Leach with you, as well as a man who likes to hand out a business card that says on it Sports Geek. Sean Callanan consults to a whole range of sporting clubs when it comes to digital media and selling yourself in that space. And he joins us here on Grandstand this morning to keep us up to date each week on what's going on in Twitter sphere and elsewhere in the world of sport. G'day, Sean. How are you going?
G'day, Francis. Good morning.
I know you've done some work with the Manly Seagulls over the last little while as well.
Yes, and they're doing okay, but I'm sure Jeff Toovey, the new coach there, would like to be might give him a blast at halftime, I'd say.
Now, Amanda, do you follow anyone on Twitter from sports clubs and the like? Is that how you source a lot of your information these days as well?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's often the first place to get information. For example, the other day when Michael Clarke, we were waiting to find out how long he was out for with that hamstring injury, the first news of it was from his Twitter account. So it's actually really important as a journo to be across all the different athletes.
And Sean, that's what you do.
Yeah, and it's exactly the same. The athletes have to realise that every single tweet is quotable and can appear in the news. Just last week, we were talking to the guys at the Adelaide Crows who thought it was funny to have a little bit of a Twitter stoush at the media's expense, and then it obviously gets picked up by the papers as a bit of a war at the Crows, and all they were doing is having a bit of a joke.
And so it gets blown out of proportion. They've got to learn that when they send something as a tweet, they're actually publishing.
Exactly. And if they want to have fun with it, then put a smiley face or be sarcastic hashtag at the end. Unfortunately, I think it's an Arj Barker joke. There's not a sarcastic font. People can't read that. So
no, and we know that particularly in a lull in the sporting seasons, if you give hungry media an opportunity to start a song and dance, then they'll crank it up big time. I guess that's the nature of things. Now, Sean, each week we're going to have a look around Twitter and elsewhere in the social media to see what's being said in the world of sport and who's saying what to whom. And the big one this week has been Floyd Mayweather, boxer, who turned his hand to a bit of criticism of Jeremy Lin, the basketball sensation from the New York Knicks. Now, give us a bit of background on this one.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you haven't heard the Jeremy Lin story or Lin Sanity, you obviously haven't turned on a computer in the last 2 weeks. But Jeremy Lin from the New York Knicks, story one day from being cut, and then he starts playing for the Knicks. First six games, scores the most points in the NBA in his first six starts, more than Shaq, more than Jordan, and playing really well and really energised New York. And obviously New York's a town that loves their sport, and if a story's going to go big, it's going to go big. And unfortunately, Floyd Mayweather decided to get on Twitter and tweet that Jeremy Lin's only getting coverage because he's Asian. If it was an African-American player playing, he wouldn't get as much exposure, which is obviously disappointing. What is astounding from my point of view, that tweet itself got 8,000 retweets. So either that's either people agreeing with him or just amplifying it to make sure the media finds out that he's made such a silly tweet.
I'm interested, afterwards, he sort of seemed to go on this offensive because he's retweeting everyone saying great things about him, like, you know, Floyd Mayweather, greatest athlete ever. Is this part of a strategy for him to try and restore his image, do you think?
It's a little bit of that. I think Floyd Mayweather is a little bit all about him. I mean, he's one of his tweets early this year trying to get that rematch with Manny Pacquiao got 92,000 retweets when effectively he called him out and said, come on, let's get it on. So, you know, it's part boxing promotion type of thing. I think that's the way it is. But, yeah, he's definitely hasn't really hit the mark with this one.
You ran into him, didn't you, in the States recently when you were over there in business?
That's the thing. I was speaking at a conference in LA, and we came out in the LA Live precinct near the Staples Center. We couldn't realise why there was a big crowd was there, and there's six really big blokes holding all these crowd back, and in the middle was a little bloke in the middle, and all these people were taking pictures of them, and they had six Escalades, black Escalades there. You thought, oh, they're obviously going to hop in the car and ride off. But no, they're only 100 metres from the hotel where we were staying, and so they just decided to walk the 100 metres and take this crew of about 200 people, and it was really just for the spectacle. It was like, yep, I'm going to be in the middle, and he had all these big, former linemen, his own posse sort of pushing everyone back. But He's only a little guy, but I'm sure he packs a punch when you're in the
ring.
That
was Floyd Mayweather walking 100 metres to his hotel room.
Yeah, pretty much. And me and my friend, because we were staying there, we sort of got our hotel passes out and worked our way through the crowd, Wayne's World style, to get in the hotel. To go, what are those guys letting in? We were staying there, but tried to get myself a snap, but my friend wasn't very, very good with the iPhone camera. So
now, Sean, what was the reaction on Twitter to Mayweather's comments? I mean, it was a fury of indignation because the numbers don't lie. Jeremy Lin's numbers in terms of his first five games do say that he's the best starter in the history of the sport.
Oh, yeah, and there has been a bit of, and you'd like this, a bit of Moneyball analysis of it in that a couple of guys, it's easy to come out now and say he's done really well, but some of his stats of getting points in the paint and showing that were right up there with some of the really good NBA college players that sort of said that he could do well. The other thing is the Australian connection. He actually played with under Brian Gorgian during the lockout. So, and there's actually been a bit of support from Australian players like Chris Anstey saying, you know, Brian Gorgian's one of the best development coaches. So, you know, maybe we can claim it. You know, at least Brian Gorgian can claim a few tweaks to Jeremy Lin's game because he was a rookie last year with Golden State and just didn't get the opportunity.
We'll try and catch up with Brian Gorgian hopefully today and talk to him about Jeremy Lin and coaching him and whether the Gorge had an impact on his incredible meteoric rise to success. Now, Amanda, do you know anything about Pinterest?
Pinterest? No, I have no idea.
Sean, tell us about that. Is this the latest sort of sports digital experience?
So. Pinterest is the Jeremy Lin of social media. Is just to have a nice segue because it is just completely blowing up at the minute. It's an online pin board. So as you find pictures and articles, but more pictures, it's a visual medium. You pin it to a board. So I have a board called Linsanity. So anytime a new Jeremy Lin photo comes out, a new meme or a new mashup of something, I will pin it to a Linsanity board. I have a board of stadiums I've been to, so I'll put pictures of that. So the idea is you can put whatever you like there. Initially, I think I got on a couple of weeks ago, and initially I got on there, and it didn't seem that it was going to be very much a male-centric social network. I went on there, there was wedding dresses, cupcakes, high-heel shoes. So if you're a single man, I'd advise you to get on board. It's a target-rich environment. but it's a bit like Twitter. It's what you make of it. So if you follow a lot of people who are talking, you know, talking sport or music or whatever, then obviously your feed, you can curate your own feed. And the reason it's really blowing up, it's a bit viral. It's invite-only at the minute, so you've got to know someone who's in Pinterest that can give you an invite. But it's a really big traffic driver for websites. So if I was to go to the grandstand site and take a picture off the grandstand site and pin it to the Pinterest board, people might click on that link and then come back to the site. So from a web traffic point of view, it's driving more traffic than sites like Google Plus and LinkedIn and things like that. So that's why it's getting a real lot of buzz.
If you want to get involved, how do you?
Oh, you pretty much go to Pinterest and either request an invite, or most likely if you go to your Facebook feed, you will see someone posting lots of pictures of cupcakes or Jeremy Lin and ask them. But eventually they'll open it up completely. But
Amanda's going to post her badminton photos.
Yeah, exactly,
and,
sure.
And she's going to have a Pinterest European handball site as well.
While holding a cupcake.
Yeah. So at the moment, it's a bit different to the other networks that are real broadcasty. Like, you know, you'll use Twitter to say, here's the latest news. The idea is it's meant to be around your brand. So
Okay, before we let you go, the podium, the digital podium. Each week we're going to ask you to give us three things, three two-on-one from the digital space this week in the world of sport. People are doing interesting stuff.
Yep, so my 3-2-1 this week, I'm looking at sports biz. From a bronze medal, Peter Robert Casey, so it's Peter_R Casey. He's a guy from New York. He was the first guy to ever get media accreditation for tweeting.
Really? So he's the first media accredited NBA person
for
Twitter?
Yeah, so he was the first. He was tweeting for St. John's, and then he was doing it for the Knicks. And then from looking at Major League Baseball, the San Francisco Giants, Brian Sarabian, or S. Rabe on Twitter, has done a really good job with the Giants, with what they've done in MLB. But really the gold medal in sports biz goes to Darren Revelle, who'll tweet all kinds of sports news all the time. He's got his own show on CNBC, the new NBC Sports, covering all sports biz. So if you want to know what's happening, he actually just said that the MSG Time Warner cable deal has finally gone through. He said there was a Lintervention. Yeah,
oh, no.
That made it happen because the... cable network had been out of not showing Knicks games.
So if you're in New York, you couldn't watch Jeremy Lin.
No one's been able to watch Jeremy Lin. The ratings have been going off, so obviously that's caused a bit of pressure, and now they've done a deal. So, and they've obviously accredited Jeremy Lin.
There you go. So he's our gold medalist in the digital podium this week at Darren, D-A-R-R-E-N, Rovell, R-O-V-E-L-L, all one word, at Darren Rovell. Follow him and you'll keep up to date with everything. And the Sports Geek, Sean Kellen. And Sean, if people want to follow you on Twitter as well, where do we find you?
They can find me, Sean Kellen, and or at Sports Geek HQ on Twitter, or sportsgeek.com.au, and they'll find everything we're doing.
And you'll find out his Pinterest board with all his cupcakes as well.
And all the sports teams that are starting to use Pinterest as well. So we've even got a board for that.
There you go. Thanks for coming in, Matt. We'll catch you again next week.
No worries. Thanks, Francis.
Sean Kellen and our Sports Geek there talking about sport and the digital media here on Grandstand Breakfast. Hope your Saturday morning is shaping up nicely.